For today's In Touch, I talked to Superintendent of Mid Prairie Schools Mark Schneider about the bond issue that was approved by voters on Tuesday.
When did you find out about the results of the bond vote?
Well, it was last night, shortly after the auditor had calculated the return. He gave me a call and gave me the news.
And as the superintendent of Mid Prairie School District, what were your thoughts when you heard that it was approved?
Well, obviously, we were very pleased that it passed. I was personally surprised that it passed by the margin that it did, that it received 14% more than the 60% required. But I guess I attribute that to all the hard work and the efforts of the community people that not only sat down 5 years ago to start this process to identify the needs of the district, but also those community people that were involved in educating the rest of the community about the issues surrounding the referendum in the last 2 months.
And how about that turnout?
Oh, the turnout was great. I mean, we had probably 100 more people vote this time than did at the time of the 1996 bond referendum. So to me, it seemed an extremely high percentage for a special election.
And so the bond issue is approved. Where does that put you guys at now?
The next steps, number one, is to sit down with the bonding attorney and have the bonding attorney meet with the school board to kind of outline the timeline for the selling of the bond. That would be number one. Number two would be the architects and the engineers will begin immediately to create the construction drawings and the other bid documents that will be needed in order to put the projects out for bid. And, of course, that will include a lot of input from not only community members, but also from staff members. So that will take some time.
Will it vary with the amount of time it takes to put those plans together when these projects will start?
Yeah, because the bond referendum included a variety of projects. There are some projects that will happen quicker than others. For example, the air conditioning Washington Township Elementary is probably something that could be done this summer, where other projects like the classroom additions to Cologne Elementary and Wellman Elementary, those are things that probably could get started later this fall. And then there's other larger projects like the geothermal project at the middle school or the combined alternate high school administration offices. That's something that probably won't get started till next spring or early next summer.
With a bond issue, who buys those bonds?
Well, it can be a variety of people. Through our bonding attorneys, the bonds are put up for bid, and it could be banks, it could be individuals, it could be investment firms. They're put out to bid, so you don't know who's going to buy the bond. I've already today, though, had interest from a local bank that wants to be sure that they're made aware of when the bonds go on sale, because they might be interested in buying some of those.
Is it somewhat similar to buying debt?
Yes, that's exactly right. Absolutely.
When will you be meeting with that bonding attorney?
You know, there's a board meeting coming up on April 14th. I don't know if that date is available for the bonding attorneys, but sometime in April, I'm sure the bonding attorney will get together with the school board and outline the next steps.
That was my conversation with Superintendent of Mid Prairie Schools, Mark Schneider. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.